This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In 2020, Denver opened sanctioned camping sites for people experiencing homelessness. The program was supposed to end in December, but Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports Denver's city council could decide to make it permanent.
According to city data, the sites have sheltered over 500 people, helping 180 secure permanent housing. Community members were initially skeptical, but Quica Montoya, who runs the program through Colorado Village Collaborative, said perspective shifted when neighbors saw the sites in action.
It's like a dream come true. It's saying, hey, this model is working, and we'd like it to continue beyond the COVID emergency.
If passed, the council bill will allow campsites to stay put for up to 4 years, instead of moving every few months. It would expand where campsites can be located and grow capacity limits. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Lunar New Year is now an official state holiday. The governor signed that bill last week. It will be what's called an observed holiday on official calendars and celebrated in schools, but it won't mean state offices closing or employees getting the day off. The holiday will be observed on each first Friday in February. New research from Colorado scientists show that mountain snowpack isn't holding water as long as it used to. CPR's Joe Wirtz.
Snowpack melts to fill streams and rivers that provide water, food, and power for millions. But new research led by CU Boulder scientists shows that across the U.S., snow is being replaced by rain, and snowpack is melting earlier. To understand this shift, scientists developed a new way to measure snowpack that includes the timing of when snow falls and when it turns into water. The research shows water stored inside that snowpack has dropped in many mountain areas, but the declines were less widespread in Colorado's Rocky Mountains. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Much of Colorado can expect more rain today. Around Denver, thunderstorms this afternoon and highs close to 70. About the same tomorrow. This is CPR News.